You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. We are wrapping up Sharathon 2026 and also celebrating the work done through the By the Way program over the years, and we're celebrating this partnership today on The Coffee Hour. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at cune.edu. Joining me in studio today, Joni Harwell, former KFUO team member and a member of the By the Way board. Hello, Joni.
Hello, Sarah. Thank you for having us back. Just feels like I just keep coming back like an old penny.
You do keep coming back. And also Jeannie Groen, member of the By the Way board. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you in studio. And we get to talk about the work of Dr. Paul Devintier today. We got to talk about him a few months ago, celebrating his life and legacy with his son. That was a really great conversation. And we get to talk about the partnership of By the Way and KFUO today and a special announcement that you guys have. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about the history of By the Way. What was the work of By the Way and how did it get started?
Well, By the Way started in 1956. It was a 90-second program. It was actually called Portals of Prayer. And then eventually, this is what radio stations wanted. They needed that little segment to fill in their radio station, just a little program to put in there. And so eventually, though, they said, no, we need something a little bit smaller. So we went to 60 seconds. By the Way, was on a record at one time, an LP on these large 76, and they had to be sent out across the country. This was before me because it was in 56, and that's a little bit before my time of working. So, but they sent out, I mean, hundreds of these records across the country. Mm-hmm. It had to be a phenomenal job, what they were doing. Then eventually we went down to what was called a DAT, this little digital, I don't know exactly what you call it, but that's what we sent it out on. It was very small, maybe 2x4, something like that. We sent them out across the country, these programs that were recorded. And then eventually we went to a CD, and then we went to what is everybody on the internet. And so our programs reach around the world now, and we have listeners literally around the world. When the program became became By the Way, Paul Devintier became the voice of that program. And he served as the voice of that program for over 40 years, which is phenomenal because, as you know, Sarah, being in radio, people just don't stay around that long and do radio programs. So he was very good. But that's kind of the history of it. It's had thousands of people listen to it. We've had lots of letters come in. We have written 3 books, Jeannie, by the way.
I believe there are 5 books.
5 books. Okay.
There you go.
5 books that have had messages in them, and they have been requested from listeners as they've listened to the program. And unfortunately for us, Paul Devintier passed away in November of 2025. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we have chosen to discontinue the program because we just didn't think the program without the voice of Paul Devintier would be quite the same. Mm-hmm. Not that the message wouldn't be there, but Paul had this slow, methodical way of speaking. You know, everybody just loved Paul. And so Paul was that program.
Yeah. So how have each of you been involved with By the Way over the years, Jeannie?
We first met Paul in 1997. We were members at Village Lutheran Church, and our pastor, W.F. Hischke, retired, and Paul was the interim pastor. And the congregation immediately fell in love with him. His kindness and the gentle way that he dealt with everyone was just like nothing we had ever known. And we actually wanted to be able to call him as our pastor, but he declined and said no, that he would not put his name on the list. He was just very interested in helping us find the right person. So we friends with him there, and actually Village Church helped support his By the Way Encore book. And we liked his first book so much that many members kept saying, when are you going to write another one? Mm-hmm. So the members at Village stepped up and said, we will pay to have this published. So that became a nice partnership. And several years later, Paul invited my father to serve on the board of directors. And my father had a wonderful relationship with Paul. They were very good friends. Actually, Paul did Bible readings at my father's funeral. And then after my father passed away, Paul very kindly invited me to serve on the board in my father's place. So it was very special to me. And I took it seriously because Paul took it so seriously. This was not Paul's full-time job, but it was a passion that he had. And we couldn't help but be excited with him. That's how it evolved for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joni, what about you?
Well, I served under Paul here at KFUO, and I was really blessed to have Paul as the person who headed up the communications department. I came in as a part-time receptionist, and Paul just kept moving me along, and one of the first things he had me do was help him find people who could write for the By the Way scripts, and so I had lots of fun, and then I would get to redline the scripts because I knew this just didn't sound like Paul and some of these words. And then he'd take them again and redline them some more. But Paul was, as Jeannie has said, just the kindest, most gentle person. And I always felt he just would have been the best pastor to have had. And yet I think Paul knew his calling. His calling was to be on radio, to head up communications, to get that gospel message out. And many things happened under Paul and Jim Rosbach that speeded KFUO along, that got us onto the internet, put us into the next century of getting the word out. Mm-hmm. And so he was just a real blessing. When I retired, he asked me to serve on his board. And I thought, oh, Paul, I'm just not really the right person for that. In his voice, oh, Joni, I think you are. And so who could resist him? And we were very blessed. As Jeannie said, you wanted to do these things for Paul because of his passion for the program.
Yeah, Paul was one of those people that when he said you could do something, you believed him. Whether or not you thought you could,
yes,
if he believed in you, then you could do it.
That's right. And he knew so many people. Mm-hmm. There were two times when I went to an LWML convention and Paul was distributing books at the time. And he knew hundreds of people. And they would see his face and they would come running up to the booth. And he would sign books for them. And they would say, oh, could you maybe give me one for my pastor's wife? And he was always gracious and would sign them just with a beautiful message. That, for me, was one of the highlights of serving on this board, is getting to watch Paul distribute his books and seeing how excited people were to receive them.
Yeah. Joni, what was the partnership between KFUO and By the Way over the years?
Well, it just was a program. Mm-hmm. By the Way was one of the programs that KFUO helped produce, in that it paid for the people who wrote the scripts. Paul, as head of communications, we didn't have to pay him anything, but he recorded it. I mean, it all came out of KFUO, but it was all because Paul was the person who backed this program. He had so much passion for the program, and he felt it was a wonderful outreach point. And it was, as Jeannie said, a lot of those people at conventions were because they heard Paul on mm-hmm. By the Way, or they saw him promote it at the conventions. And then after Paul left KFUO, he literally took the rights to the program. KFUO said, we want you to take the rights. If it had not been for Paul, the program would not have continued mm-hmm. because this was something Paul did out of love for the radio, for the program itself, and for the opportunity to share Jesus with other people.
Yeah, yeah. And now that you mentioned that Paul passed away in November, what is this legacy? How is, by the way, celebrating this partnership with KFUO?
Well, through the donations of many generous supporters, By the Way and Paul began an endowment with Lutheran Legacy Foundation. And that endowment has grown. And now, since we are no longer continuing By the Way, the endowment will be passed along to KFUO. Paul stipulated in the original documents that he wanted any balance or funds after the program discontinued to go to a ministry with a daily broadcast of God's word. And we could think of no one better than KFUO.
And we are very appreciative of this gift of Paul thinking of us and wanting to celebrate and continue the work of KFUO even after he's gone, and to think that he thought about this. He really did care about the ministry and about sharing the gospel over the airwaves. What kind of difference does this make? Do you see that this makes for just the legacy of Paul and also continuing KFUO broadcasting?
Well, I think many of us will always remember Paul. But I think Paul would be the first to say that he would not want his name attached to it. Mm. His desire would just be that the name of Jesus Christ be proclaimed every day loudly, and that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is happening with By the Way, now that the program has ended? What else is happening with the remainder of By the Way?
Well, their website will be up and available through September 1st. So if anyone would like to go back and listen to previously recorded messages, those are available at bythewaytoday.org. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a small cash account. Well, it's not so small. We have a cash account that Paul's family went back through his annual giving for the past few decades, and they saw that he had given quite a bit of money to Concordia University, Wisconsin. And so we have decided, in his honor, we will establish a scholarship in his name geared for pre-seminary students to honor Paul's legacy.
What a wonderful way to continue what Paul really put in motion with, By the Way.
Who knows? Maybe one of those students eventually will be at KFUO.
You never know.
That would be a gift.
That would be really amazing. Anything else either of you would like to share about By the Way or this partnership or the work of Paul Devantier before we close today?
Well, I'm just thankful that I got to serve under Paul. And as Jeannie said, I think I saw KFUO and By the Way as Paul's congregation. When I said yes. he never take a call to a congregation, but it really was his congregation. And it really was, Paul did not work for the salary he was receiving. Paul worked to share the good news of Jesus Christ in everything he did. And By the Way is a great way to continue that through KFUO.
It is. Thank you, Joni.
Joni Harwell, former KFUO team member and member of the By the Way board. Thanks for joining me on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
And Jeannie Groen, member of the By the Way board. Thanks so much for joining me on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you, Sarah.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.